我们再回来一起来学习罗马书。
We'll come back and study Romans again.
罗马书的第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第六章的第一节到十一节，其实在讲洗礼。
So Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 11 talks about baptism.
洗礼就是归入主耶稣的死。
To be baptized is to return to our Lord Jesus' death.
主耶稣死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
他跟罪人一起被钉十字架。
And he was nailed on the cross among with the sinners.
所以主耶稣的死就是满足神对罪人公义的要求。
So Jesus, our Lord Jesus' death is to fulfill the requirements of mankind's sins from God.
那主耶稣没有罪。
And our Lord Jesus had no sin.
所以他在十字架上为我们偿还罪的债。
So he was the redemption of our sins on the cross.
那死就是失去生命。
To die is to be without life.
主耶稣在十字架上流出宝血。
And our Lord Jesus bled his precious blood on the cross for us.
那我们今天洗礼在主的宝血里面洗净我们的罪。
And today through baptism, through the washing of our Lord's precious blood, our sins are washed away.
所以为什么洗礼可以洁净我们的罪？
And this is why baptism can wash away our sins.
因为主的宝血来赦掉我们的罪。
It was washed away by our Lord's precious blood.
因此主耶稣的宝血又叫做赎价。
And our Lord Jesus' blood is also the ransom.
所以圣经说我们是重价买来的。
Bible tells us that we were bought with a great price.
那到这个价钱有多重呢？
So how precious was this price?
我们是一个义人的宝血所买来的。
We were bought by the blood of a righteous person.
那个义人就是主耶稣。
This righteous person was Jesus.
生命是无价的。
Life is priceless.
所以主耶稣付出生命来赦我们的罪。
So our Lord Jesus gave his own life to save ours.
这个叫做重价买来的。
That's why we were bought with a great price.
所以主耶稣看我们非常的宝贵。
So in Jesus' eyes, we're all precious.
宝贵到他付出他的生命来赎我们。
That he can give up his own life to save ours.
虽然我们是罪人，
even though we were sinners,
主耶稣爱到为我们死。
His love was love to the point of death.
没有比这个爱更大。
There's no greater love than that.
所以神是爱。
So God is love.
神是灵。
And God is spirit.
这都是很抽象的。
And this is all very abstract.
神看不见，爱也看不到。
We cannot see God and we cannot see love.
主耶稣来地上就把那个很抽象的爱具体的表现出来。
So when Jesus came to earth, he made all these abstract concepts real.
所以神的爱具体的表现就是耶稣来世界为我们的罪而死。
So God's love is made real when the Lord Jesus came down on earth and died for our sins.
因此我们一生欠神的债。
So this is the debt that we owe our Lord.
我们亏欠神。
We owe our God.
所以我们一生要努力来侍奉神。
So in our lives, we must strive hard to serve Him.
这样来补偿我们对神的亏欠。
And to repay this debt that we owe God.
那洗礼罪得赦免以后。
So after baptisms, when our sins are washed away.
从十二节六章十二节到二十三节。
From Romans chapter 6, verse 12 to 23.
这里在讲我们受洗以后的新生的样式。
It talks about the new life after baptism.
这里提到三个。
There are three points here.
一个是罪。
First about sin.
一个是义。
Second about righteousness.
一个是肢体。
And then the body.
肢体是看得见我们的身体。
Body is something that we can see. It's our bodies.
那罪跟义是看不见的。
But sin and righteousness cannot be seen.
那罪跟义在我们内心里面。
So sin and righteousness are in our hearts.
所以一个人会讲不好的话，不是他的嘴不好。
So a person can misspeak. It's not the fault of his lips.
是他的心不好。
It's the fault of his heart.
一个人会做不应该做的事情。
And a person does something that he ought not to do.
像去赌博杀人。
For example, to gamble or to murder.
这个不是手不好。
It's not the fault of the hand.
这是心不好。
It's the fault of the heart.
一个人会去偷拿。
A person can steal.
啊，这不是啊，肢体不好。
It's not the fault of the body.
是他的心不好，他有贪心。
It's again the fault or the greed in his heart.
所以一生的果效从心发出来。
So all our outcomes come from our hearts.
啊，我们一生要过什么样的生活？
The life that we want to lead.
啊，由我们的心来决定。
It's dependent on our hearts.
啊，心如果更新，生活就变新的。
If our hearts renews, our lives renews also.
啊，心如果被义所充满，我们的生活就是义人的生活。
So if our heart is filled with righteousness, likewise, we become a righteous person in life. 啊，
心如果被罪控制，哦，我们的生活就是在罪里面。
If our heart is enslaved by sin, then we live a life of sin.
啊，所以这一段圣经告诉我们，我们一生注定做奴仆。
So this scripture tells us that if we're determined to be a slave,
啊，你或者做神的奴仆，或者做罪的奴仆。
And you can decide you want to be a slave of God or a slave of sins.
那做神的奴仆就是让义来控制我们。
And to be a slave of God is to be controlled by righteousness.
那做罪的奴仆就是让罪来控制我们。
And to be a slave of sin is to be controlled by sins.
所以洗礼以后不是自然罪就跑掉了。
So after baptism does not mean that sins are far away from us.
这个已经犯的罪，这个都在洗礼的时候得到赦免。
That all our offenses before are forgiven after baptism.
但我们看十二节哈。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lust.
Lust, 罪的欲望就是罪性。
So lust is the lust of sin.
所以身体有罪的欲望，有罪性。
So our bodies have lust or these desires.
所以罪性在控制我们。
So lust can control us.
因此我们洗礼之后需要做一个决定。
So after baptism, we have to make a decision.
从今以后
And from then on,
我要把我的身体献给罪性，来继续过罪的生活，还是要献给神来过义的生活？我们自己要决定。
We have to make a decision to give ourselves again back to sins or give ourselves to Christ.
过去的罪已经洗干净了。
That our past sins were washed away.
但是如果顺着罪性在生活，
But we still live according to our sins.
我们还是罪人。
We're still sinners.
这是我们自己洗礼以后所犯的罪。
And this is sins committed after baptism.
但是如果从今以后，我要顺着神来生活。
But after baptism, we determine to give our lives to the Lord.
我就是义人。
Then we become a righteous person.
过去的罪赦免了。
Our past sins are forgiven.
以后的罪，以后又不会再犯罪。
And we don't commit any more sins.
那我们的结果就是好的。
Then our ending would be wonderful.
我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
22节。
Verse 22. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life.
这里讲从罪得了释放，就是洗礼的时候。
So through baptisms, we have been set free from sin.
然后就有成圣的果子。
And then we'll have our fruit to holiness.
这个成圣的果子就是生活的表现。
The fruit to holiness is what we do in our lives.
那这样结果就是永生。
And when we bear this fruit, we have everlasting life.
但是如果我们看二十一节。
But let's look at verse 21. What fruit did you then in the things of which you are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death.
这里讲罪的结果就是死。
So the outcome of sin is death.
所以二十三节。
Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因此洗礼完是不是保证我们一定得永生？
So do we have the guarantee of eternal life after baptism?
没有保证。
There's no guarantee for that.
看我们自己怎么决定来过我们的生活。
It determines, it's, It's based on the decision we make, how we are going to live our life.
洗礼完，我们有一个新的身份，我是神的儿女。
And after baptism, we have the new identity of children of God.
啊，这个身份有一个新的应许，我要回到天家，我的父在那里。
And with this new identity comes the new promise that we will return to our heavenly home.
啊，那这个应许会不会实现？
Now, would this promise be fulfilled?
我们自己要决定。
We have to decide.
啊，我要怎么生活？
We have to decide how to live.
啊，如果我们继续活在罪里面，
If we continue to live in sin,
这个应许就不会实现。
This promise would not be fulfilled.
所以咱有应许不会实现，因为我们活在罪里面。
The promise is there, but it won't be fulfilled because we continue to live in sin.
但是如果洗礼完，我们开始过成圣的生活。
However, after baptism, we start to live a holy life.
结果就是永生。
Our outcome is everlasting life.
所以洗礼给我们一个应许。
So baptism gives us a new promise.
这个应许从我们的身份来的。
And this promise comes from our new identity.
那这个应许会不会实现，决定我们自己决定，就是从我们的生活来做决定。
So whether or not this promise will be fulfilled depends on how we live our life thereafter.
好，我们现在看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第九。节
verse 9,
十节
and 10, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, tend, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
这讲不义的人不能够承受神的国。
Tells us the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以信耶稣如果继续活在罪的生活方式。
If you believe in Christ but still live in a sinful life.
那就不能够承受神的国。
You will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那这个罪的生活形态你看第一个是讲什么？
So the lifestyle of an unrighteous life is first.
淫乱的。
It is sexual immoral.
拜偶像的。
Idol worshipping.
奸淫的。
Adulterous.
做娈童的。
Homosexuals.
青蓝色的。
Or sodomites.
这个就是摆在前面的，就是整个最难保守的地方。
So these are the worst offenses which are put first.
那接下去偷窃贪婪的。
Continue for thieves and covetous.
所以不是洗礼完保证你上天国。
So there's no guarantee to go to the heavenly kingdom after baptism.
洗礼完保证有神儿女的身份。
Baptism gives us the identity of children of God.
这个身份带给我们有一个真实的应许。
So this identity brings forth a new promise.
就是永生。
Which is eternal life.
能不能得到
？Whether or not we will receive it.
要看我们把自己的身体献给罪，还是献给义。
Would depend whether we submit our bodies to sin or to righteousness.
义的义的结果就是永生，罪的结果就是死。
The outcome of righteousness is everlasting life. The outcome of sin is death.
所以是不是真耶稣教会信徒都可以上天国？
So do all true Jesus Church members go to heaven?
如果每个人受洗以后都开始过成圣的生活
，If everyone after baptism lives a holy life,
那每个都可以上天国。
Now then, everyone will go to heaven.
因为洗礼洗掉我们的罪
，Because baptisms wash away our sins.
又给我们圣灵做凭据
，And also give us Holy Spirit as a proof.
所以我们要做选择这两种奴仆，我要做谁的奴仆
？So, what kind of do you want to be a slave to sin or to righteousness?
好，我们现在看第七章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 7.
好，这个第七章告诉我们，我们在主耶稣里面就脱离了律法的捆绑。
It tells us that if we are in Christ, we have escaped the bondage of the law.
好，那首先他用婚姻的比喻
First, an example of marriage is used.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1. Verse 1, or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
好，律法管人的时候是在活着的时候。
The law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
如果死了，律法就跟我们起不了作用。
If we are dead, the law has no effect on us.
好，那第二节就讲比喻。
And then the second verse is the example. For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband.
所以婚姻是一生一世的。
So marriage is for the entire lifetime.
这是圣经的观念。
And that is a concept from the Bible.
婚姻不只是好像生育的伙伴。
So marriage is not a life companion.
Partnership.
A partnership.
好像做生意一样。
Or like you're doing business with someone.
在一起，但是有一天觉得在一起不够好，那就分开吧，你找你自己另外的伙伴去做生意。
Like in a business partnership that you're getting along, you remain partner. One day you don't get along, you part ways.
这个不是圣经的精神。
And that is not the biblical concept of marriage.
圣经的精神，婚姻是一体的。
So in the Bible, marriage is for two to become one.
那一体要怎么分？没有办法分。
Now, once you have become one body, you cannot separate anymore.
所以婚姻是在配偶死的时候才结束。
So marriage only ends when one spouse dies.
你不管法院离婚都办好了，在神面前你还是夫妻。
Even though you are legally divorced, but in God's eyes, you're still a husband and wife.
所以这个地面上的政治法律制度不会影响在神面前的婚姻。
So the laws and regulations in our society do not dispute God's institution of marriage.
所以第三节。
Verse 3. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man.
所以丈夫活着，你离婚手续办好了，但是再跟别人结婚，就是犯奸淫。
So while your husband is living, even though the divorce is finalized, if she marries another person, she is an adulteress.
为什么？因为在神面前婚姻还在啊。
The reason is because God still sees as a valid marriage.
那丈夫死了就可以再婚了，因为这个婚姻已经结束了。
If the husband dies, however, the marriage is over, she can marry another person.
所以结婚的对象也不能够是一个离婚的人。
And also, but whoever she marries cannot be a divorcee.
因为如果结婚的对象是一个离婚的人，在神面前他还是有他的配偶。
But if you marry someone who's divorced, in God's eyes, the other person still has a spouse.
跟一个有配偶的人结婚就是犯奸淫。
And it's adultery if you marry another person who still has a spouse.
所以为什么天国是窄门窄路？
And that's why, this is why the gate to heaven is narrow.
因为那个标准跟世界不一样。
Because this, the heaven, that standard is different than the worldly standard.
我们的标准是从圣经来的。
Our standard comes from the Bible.
现在一般基督教界里面第七诫没有人在讲。
Nowadays in Christian churches, they rarely talk about the seventh commandment.
他不能讲，他也不敢讲。
They cannot speak about it, and they do not dare to speak about it.
因为他开始一讲，很多在那里聚会会觉得罪恶感。
And because it would give a sense of guilt to the listener if they talk about it.
那罪恶感他就不会来。
If they feel guilty, they will not come to church.
不会来，教会的奉献就会减少。
If they don't come, the donation to church would decrease.
那教会奉献减少，就要关门，要卖会堂。
And if the donations decrease, they have to close down the church or sell the church.
所以一般的所谓主流教派，你不要看他上万人、十万人。
So when you look at
他最不讲的。
When you look at the mainstream Christian churches, they have thousands and tens of thousands of believers.
比方说在俄湾再下去有一个很大的会堂。
And so if you go to Irvine, there's a big church congregation.
他人数也非常多。
They're great in numbers.
他不讲罪的。
But they don't talk about sins.
为什么?
Why?
你这样才能够吸引人。
Because that's the way that they attract people.
所以一个人要洗礼要接受救恩。
So a person decides to be baptized and receive salvation.
不只说我得圣灵了，我要信耶稣，我就可以洗礼。
And does not mean that I have the Holy Spirit, I believe in Christ, I can be baptized now.
还有一点一样重要。
It's another important aspect.
洗礼完，我愿意守道吗？
And that they're willing to obey the will of God after baptism.
如果要守道，你要愿意付出代价。
If you want to keep God's law, you have to pay a price.
我愿意付出代价吗？
Are you willing to pay that price?
如果愿意，
If you're willing,
我就可以洗礼。
Then that person can be baptized.
如果不确定，
If the person's not sure,
我们不应该这么快洗礼。
We should wait a little bit before we baptize.
一直到有一天我确定我愿意为着持守道理来付出代价，那个时候我们就可以洗礼。
Until the day comes when that person is willing and sure that they can keep God's ways, then we would baptize that person.
因为洗礼完，如果再犯罪，将来审判会更严重。
Because the judgment is even more severe if you sin after baptism.
所以这里在讲婚姻的关系。
So this is a marriage relationship.
那他为什么要讲婚姻的关系呢？
Why is the marriage relationship talked about here?
就是讲一个人还没有得到救恩以前。
It tells us before a person receives salvation.
律法可以定他的罪。
The law can condemn him.
所以他是活在律法之下。
And the person lives under the law.
在律法之下，我们都是罪人。
And under the law, we're all sinners.
那现在得到的救恩。
And now, after having received salvation,
我们是在主耶稣赦罪的恩典之下。
We live in grace under our Lord Jesus.
所以这个律法没有办法再审判我们过去所犯的罪。
So the law can no longer condemn us of our past sins.
因为我们已经罪被赦免了。
Because our sins have been forgiven.
所以律法对我们来讲起不了作用。
So the law has no longer has an effect on us.
因为恩典已经遮盖我们的罪。
Because grace have already covered our sins.
那既然起不了作用，所以律法对我们来讲就是死的。
So when the law has no effect on us, it is dead to us.
所以律法就不能再管我们。
And the law has no longer can control us.
那如果律法对我们来讲是死的，那我们就可以归到另外新的丈夫、新的主人。
So if the law is dead to us, then we can submit to our new husband.
那是谁？
And who is that?
Okay, 我们再看第三节，请读。
And we'll look at verse 3.
第四节，第四节。
Verse 4,
第七章第四节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who has raised from the dead, and that we should bear fruit to God.
归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子的神，所以我们就可以归于神。
So be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead. So we are married to God.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
Okay, 因为肉体的欲望，所以发动以及结成死亡的果子，那第六节。
And then verse 6, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
那我们现在归于主耶稣，就过一个服侍主的生活。
Now that we have returned to Christ, we live a life of servitude.
所以我们有个新的主人。
Now we have a new master.
不是律法，是主耶稣。
It's no longer the law, but our new master is Christ.
所以我们从今以后用心灵的样式来服侍新的主人耶稣。
So now that we start to serve our new master in newness.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
那这样律法是不好的吗？
So it asks, is the law sin?
我们看第七节，请读。
And verse 7.What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet.
哦，律法没有一条是不好的。
So none of the law is bad.
你看十条诫命有哪一条是不好的？
So out of the Ten Commandments, which one is bad?
哦，每一条都是好的。
Every one of them is good.
但是为什么十条诫命一显现出来，哦，我们就变罪人？
But how come when the Ten Commandments came out, we all became sinners?
十条诫命是好的。
So the Ten Commandments are good.
那为什么它会变让我变成罪人？
But how come they make us sinners?
因为我里面有罪性。
Because we have sinful nature inside us.
是在我里面的罪性让我去违反十条诫命，所以我变罪人，不是那个诫命有问题。
So it's our sinful nature inside us that causes us to break the commandments, and it's not because of the commandments that we are sinners.
比方说我们大家大概很多人有经验哦，警察给你一个什么违规的罚单。
Many of us have this experience receiving a fine from a police officer.
那为什么有违规的罚单？
And how come we're receiving a fine?
哎呀，因为我们有交通的规则。
And because there are traffic rules.
那交通的规则不好吗？
Are traffic rules bad?
你想想看哦，今天如果没有一条交通规则说开车要开到右边啊，随便啊，美国很自由，左边右边随便你开，好不好？
So for example, if there's no rules that says that we have to drive on the right side, we can drive on the left side or the right side. What happened to America?
如果左边右边随便你开哦，哇，一大堆问题啊。
And there would be a lot of problems if you can choose to drive on the left side or the right side of the road.
所以每一个人开车靠右边，这个法律原来是好的，避免车子相撞。
So this is a good rule to prevent collisions if we all drive on the right side of the road.
那我们为什么还会去开抽到罚单？
Now, how come we still receive fines?
因为有时候喝醉酒的人左边右边分不清楚就开到左边，那你就得到罚单了。
And one example is when someone gets drunk, they're driving on the wrong side of the road, they receive a fine.
所以不是法律不好。
It's not that the law is bad.
也不是警察不好。
Or the police officer is bad.
不好是一个人去醉酒，左边右边分不清楚。
What's bad is a person getting drunk and cannot tell the left and the right side of the road.
跟这个很相似。
So it's similar to that.
神的诫命，十条诫命都是好的。
And God's commandments, the Ten Commandments are good.
但是诫命一出来，我就变罪人。
However, when the Ten Commandments come about, we become sinners.
那是因为我有罪性。
It's because we have a sinful nature.
我们想想看哦，如果这个社会每一个人都遵守十诫，
let's say all the people in this world obey the Ten Commandments.
这个世界会怎样？
What would this world become?
每个人都遵守十诫。
If everyone obeyed the Ten Commandments.
每个人都遵守十诫哦，门就不需要锁了。
If everyone obeyed the Ten Commandments, we don't have to lock our doors.
因为不可以偷拿。
Because no one would steal.
你为什么需要锁？
So then, we don't need to lock our doors.
有的两个锁，有的三个锁。
Some people have two or three locks on their doors.
但是我也去过，去访问教会的信徒，他住在很远的地方。
And one visited a member who lives far away.
他说他的家门从来没有锁。
He said that he never locked his door of his house.
因为那个地方没有小偷啊。
Because there are no thieves in his area.
怎么这么好呢？门不必锁。
And I asked, how come it's so wonderful that you don't have to lock your doors?
因为没有小偷啊。
Because there were no thieves.
你如果遵守十条诫命啊，不可以偷拿，就没有小偷了。没有小偷，你就不要锁了。
If everyone obeys the commandment, thou shalt not steal, then there would be no thieves. You don't have to lock your doors anymore.
天下就太平了。
Then it would be peace, on earth.
所以我们知道律法是好的。
So we know that the law is good.
因为我们有罪。
It's because we have sins.
所以律法叫人知罪，但是不能救人脱离罪。
And so law makes us recognize sin, but it does not help us not to commit sin.
好，我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9. Verse 9, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died.
没有律法以前就没有罪了。
And before the law, there was no sin.
但是诫命一来，罪就活。
But when the commandment came, sin revived.
那罪一活，我就死了，因为罪的结果就是死。
And when sin revived, I died because the wages of sin is death.
好，那第十二节经读。
Verse 12. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good.
好，那所以律法是圣洁、公义、良善的。
So the law is holy, just and good.
好，所以我们现在社会很多问题。
So in our societies, there are many problems.
是我们把诫命当作建议。
Because we are looking at commandments as suggestions.
哦，那建议就是不一定要做了。
So if it's suggestions, we can choose whether or not to obey it.
这是给你参考的。
It is for us to, it's for our reference.
喜欢就做，不喜欢就不要做。
So if we like it, we obey it. If we don't like it, we don't obey it.
所以基督徒虽然很多，而社会还是道德一直往下掉。
Even though there are many Christians in the world, but the morals or the morals of the world keeps declining.
因为没有把神的诫命当诫命，把它当建议。
Because we're treating God's commandments as suggestions.
好，我们现在回来看，十四节。
Let's look at verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
好，所以为什么很难守律法？
And why is it so hard to obey the law?
律法是属灵的，就是属神的，但是我是属肉体的，是属罪性的，所以含有肉体很难守律法。
So the law is spiritual, it's from God, but we are carnal, we areWe come from sin, so it's hard for us to obey the law.
我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do.
十七节。
17. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
所以我们常常会有一个体验。
So we often have this experience.
就是我想要行的善行不出来。
That the good that we want to do, we're unable to.
我不想做的恶，我一直去做。
The evil that we don't want to do, we continue to do them.
大家都会有这样的感觉。
We all have this feeling.
所以天天立志。
So every day we make a determination.
从今以后不生气了。
That from now on, I will no longer be angry again.
因为生气会影响夫妻关系。
Because anger would affect our marriage.
生气会影响两代的关系。
And anger would affect my relationship with my children.
所以生气并没有办法成就什么好事。
So anger does not become anything good.
但是过了没有几天，我们又生气了。
However, after a few days, we become angry again.
那不是说不生气吗？为什么会生气？
Now, how come we become angry again?
我没有办法控制啊。
Because we can't control it.
因为里面有一个罪性。
Because we have this sinful nature inside.
是我们不能够去做我想要做的。
So we cannot do what we want to do.
我们知道赦免别人是好的。
And we know that it's good to forgive others.
因为你不赦免别人，真的吃亏是自己啊。
Because in the end, if we don't forgive others, it is we who gets hurt.
有恨在心里。
When there's hate in our hearts,
我们人就没有平安了。
We lose peace.
因为恨是在黑暗里面。
Because hatred is in the dark.
神是光。
And God is light.
所以有恨的人跟神没有相交。
So those who have hatred do not have communion with God.
那平安是从神来的。
And peace comes from God.
如果一个人没有办法跟神相交，就没有从神来的平安。
If we do not have communion with God, we do not have peace that comes from God.
所以不管你怎么祷告，认真祷告，禁食祷告，如果恨不拿掉，祷告完还是没有平安。
And no matter how hard we prayed, if we don't remove that hatred, we do not have peace.
为什么？因为跟神没有办法相交。
Because with hatred inside us, we cannot communicate with God.
但是我能够说不恨，我就不恨吗？
So is it so simple that we want to remove hatred and we can do it?
真的是很难。
It's very difficult.
所以不是我们想要恨，有一股力量控制你，看到那个人就会恨起来。
It's not that we want to hate, it's some power that controls us that causes us to hate someone else.
那个力量就是罪。
And that power is sin.
所以圣经说我们是卖给罪。
And the Bible tells us that we were sold to sin.
是罪的奴仆。
We were slaves to sin.
但是我们里面还有良心呢。
However, we still have a conscience inside.
所以我们看十八节。
So let's look at verse 18. 18, for I know that in me nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
这个地方讲在我里头我肉体之中没有良善。
It is said that, for I know this in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
好，立志行善呢，行不出来，由不得我。
And for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
这个立志行善就是良心。
So in here, it talks about conscience.
良心要把我们带到好的地方。
And conscience will lead us to a good place.
但是行行出来由不得我，因为我力量里面另外一个力量在控制我们。
But it's not up to me to perform it because there's a power within me that's holding me back.
所以我们有提过人性是本善还是本恶。
So we asked this question earlier, if the nature of man is it good or evil?
从圣经看起来两个都有。
And from the Bible's perspective, it is both.
有良心，所以这是善良的一面。
So there is conscience, so that is the good part.
你如果被狗咬到，赶快走。
So if you're bitten by a dog, you will flee.
那狗没有良心的，不走再咬一口。
Because if the dog does not have a conscience, it will continue to bite you.
但是人有良心的。
But humans have conscience.
所以有时候我们欺负一个人良心会自责。
Sometimes when we mistreat another person, our conscience rebukes us.
所以从这方面讲，人是性是好的。
So from this perspective, that man's nature is good.
但是人又常常犯罪，因为有罪性。从这方面来讲，人性是不好的。
But people often sin because they have sinful nature. So it is also right to say that human nature is also evil.
所以二十一节
，Verse 21, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good.
我愿意行善的时候，便有罪与我同在。所以有两个力量在我们心里面。
So there are two forces within us when we try to do good.
然后二十二节。
Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
这里讲按我里面的意思下面说原文叫做人里面那个人我是喜欢神的律。
It tells us that the inward man delights in the law of God.
所以这圣经看起来有我们有人有两个层面，一个叫里面那个人。
The Bible tells us that we have two aspects. One is the inward man.
就是一个人的善良的一面，也就是说一个属灵的人。
So is the side that is good.And a spiritual person.
但是二十三节肢体中另外有一个律。
And but in verse 23, but I see another law in my members.
也就是说带有肉体，我们还有另外一个律，就是罪的律。
So it means that while we're still in our flesh form, we have another rule.
然后二十三节下半句。
So the latter part of verse 23.
把我掳去。叫我服从肢体中犯罪的律。
That bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
掳去就是说它有更大的力量控制我们。
So captivity means that there is a strong power that takes us, imprison us.
所以圣经里面讲的自由跟世界讲的自由不一样。
So the freedom mentioned in the Bible is different than the definition in the world.
实际讲的自由是什么？
So what is the definition of freedom in the world?
你想做什么就做什么。
So you can do whatever you please.
这个叫做自由。
And that is the definition of freedom.
而且自由是一种权利。
And freedom is a right.
不能被剥夺的。
And is not cannot be taken away.
但是主耶稣讲的自由是什么？
But what is the freedom that Jesus spoke of?
主耶稣说，真理必叫你们得自由。
The Lord Jesus said, "The truth shall set you free."
我们找找看，约翰福音哪里有这样讲？
Let's look at the book of John, the Gospel of John. Where is it written?
真理必叫你们得自由，在哪里？看约翰福音，我们找找看。
So in John, where is it? Where does it say that the truths、
oh, okay.
shall set you free?
找得到，圣经很熟了、
哦、So,
第八章。
If you find it, then you're pretty familiar with the Bible. It's in chapter 8.
Okay, 32节。
Verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
如果有一个人今天对你讲、哦、哇，真理要让你得自由，你第一个反应会什么？
So if someone says to you today, the truth will set you free, what would your reaction be?
我们第一个反应会跟当着犹太人一样。
So we would have the reaction just like the Jews.
我也没有当奴隶啊，你怎么跟我讲真理要让你得自由？
Mm-hmm. You say that I'm not a slave. Why are you talking to me that the truth shall set me free?
我在美国很自由啊，怎么要让你得自由？
And America is very free. Why do I need freedom?
如果我们觉得自由是这样的话，我不会来信耶稣了。
If our definition of freedom is like that, we won't come to believe in Christ.
好，那主耶稣怎么讲
？So what did Jesus say?
34节。
Verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sins is a slave of sin."
好，这里讲凡是犯罪的就是罪的奴仆啊。
So whoever commits sins, it's a slave of sin.
谁没有罪
？So who does not have sin?
犯罪的就是被罪控制了。
If you commit sins, that you are controlled by sin.
就失去了自由了。
And then you lose your freedom.
所以真理要让我们得自由，就是救恩让我们从罪性的控制里面得自由。
So the truth will set us free in a way that salvation would release us from sin.
这就是真理的可贵。
And this is the preciousness of the truth.
所以我们看二十五节第七章罗马书。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 7.
二十五节。
Verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
所以保罗还没有信耶稣以前他虽然严守摩西的律法，他也有这个困难。
So, when Paul, before he believed in Christ, he followed the law of Moses very strictly, and he has this problem.
就是善的做不出来，恶的一直去做。
The problem being that he knew good but cannot do it. He knew evil but he can't help but do them.
那这真的很苦恼，我们头脑里面很痛苦啊。
And that is a dilemma and also a struggle in his mind.
不好的我一直去做，好的做不出来，当然是很痛苦。
Then it will be very painful that you know good but cannot do them, you know evil but you can't help but do them.
但是希望就是二十五节。
But the hope is in verse 25.
感谢主，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
That he thanked God through Christ Jesus, he was able to do it.
所以从罪得到自由的那个关键就是主耶稣。
Mm-hmm. So Jesus is the way how we can receive freedom or we be free from sin.
好，那怎么从罪的控制得自由？
And so how do we escape sin's dominion?
就进到第八章。
And that would be chapter 8.
就是靠着圣灵的力量。
To rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们以后再来讨论。
Which we will discuss later.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们，休息。
阿们。